AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Forecasters say up to 15 inches of rain could fall in parts of North Carolina from Tropical Storm Debbie. Governor Roy Cooper is telling people there to be prepared.
There have already been fatalities reported across Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, where response efforts are ongoing. And our prayers are with our southern neighbors.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says a Ukrainian incursion in the Kursk region is a large-scale provocation.
As his officials say, they're fighting off cross-border raids for a second day. Ukrainian officials are remaining quiet about the scope of the operation. If confirmed, the cross-border foray would be among Ukraine's largest since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022, and unprecedented for its deployment of Ukrainian military units. Kyiv's aim could be to draw Russian reserves to the area and potentially weaken Moscow's offensive operations in several parts of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, but it could risk stretching outmanned Ukrainian troops further along the front line. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby is concerned about the appointment of Hamas's new leader, Yahya Sinwar.
Man's a terrorist. He has an awful lot of blood on his hands. This guy was the architect of the 7th of October attacks in Israel. And some of that blood on his hands is American blood.
This comes at a crucial time in negotiations.
And as the chief decision maker, he needs to decide now to take this deal, to get a ceasefire in place, to get some of those hostages home, and to get us all an opportunity to get more humanitarian assistance in.
The NCAA announced a four-year show cause order for former Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh for impermissible contact with recruits and players while access was restricted during the coronavirus pandemic. Harbaugh is now the coach of the NFL's Los Angeles Chargers. This is AP News. A new AP NORC Center poll shows 7 in 10 people say in the last year, extreme heat has had an impact on electricity bills.
Ranging from a minor impact to a major one. And most have seen at least a minor impact on their outdoor activities. 7 in 10 who responded to the poll say they've been personally affected by extremely hot weather or extreme heat waves over the past 5 years. That makes extreme heat a more common experience than other weather events or natural disasters, such as wildfires, major droughts, and hurricanes, which up to one-third of U.S. adults say they've been affected by personally. 7 in 10 respondents who experienced some type of severe weather event or weather disaster in the last 5 years say they believe climate change was a contributing factor. 3 in 10 believe climate change was not a factor. Donna Warder, Washington.
Officials say at least 30 people have died from flooding in Yemen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.